Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Dallas, Texas, moving forward. Leaders in Southern City of Dallas, Texas, are encouraging citizens to unite and move forward past the tragedy of losing five police officers at the hands of a lone gunman who targeted white policemen because of his rage over the recent killings of two black men by police. This is Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings.
You know, we're all human here. And I think that people feel each other's pain. And that's what makes it great. That's what makes you hopeful that we can do this, that we can move from senselessness, absurdity, that's like a Camus novel, to something that has redemption and hope in it.
U.S. President Barack Obama is calling on Americans to mutually respect their fellow citizens. The president said violence against police by anyone concerned about fairness in the criminal justice system does a disservice to the cause. President Obama is seeking to reassure Americans that the country is not divided. He made these statements yesterday before he left the NATO summit in Warsaw, Poland.
The demented individual who carried out those attacks in Dallas, he's no more representative of African Americans than the shooter in Charleston was representative of white Americans, or the shooter in Orlando or San Bernardino were representative of Muslim Americans. They don't speak for us. That's not who we are.
The president is due back in Washington Sunday night. Demonstrations about police brutality against black men continued around the U.S. into the night Saturday and early Sunday. Days of protests began in response to police shootings last week of the two men, one in Louisiana and the other one in Minnesota. This is VOA News.